Do we?
Yes, we do. All the time. I go to the podium for my speeches and you go to the food market.
Yeah, but I want a holiday because, quite frankly, I'm sick of this place. It's always fucking raining and I hate doing the washing.
That's because it's a monsoon, Mother. Don't you know anything about the climate of Iraq?
Well, yes, I do, but I don't give a fuck because it's summer and I want to go to Acapulco.
What the fuck? Don't you remember the last time we were there? It might not have been raining, but it felt like it was raining Mohicans. The place was so fucking overpopulated. And I lost my mobile. I'm never going there ever again.
Well, I've already contacted the travel agent. I'm going so you can like it or stuff it.
What travel agent? You know the citizens are not allowed to leave their respective countries. We fly around by private plane in government.
Then I'm off to the airport to charter one of them then. See ya!
You're going now, but what about my tea?
For your information, I did your tea 4 hours ago, and now it's stone cold. You were too long at one of them boring bath party meetings.
Well, the world isn't going to run itself, Mother. You know that.
What I do know is that I'm going now. Ta!
With that, Mother slams the door shut with her suitcase. Saddam shouts after her.
I'm going on my own holiday. You'll see.
Saddam phones Dodd. At first, he gets no answer.
Dodd, pick up, you imbecile. Hey, viewers, doesn't this bring back memories?
Sorry, sir. I was experimenting with one of my experiments.
Well, stop that at once. I want you and Hamid to be at the Bath Party headquarters in 5 minutes flat, because we're going on holiday.
What? Well, that sounds great. But I'm awfully sorry to inform you of this, sir. It takes me 25 minutes to get to the headquarters.
I said it was what I wanted, not what you could do. Get with the programme, Dodd.
28 minutes later, Hamid is already in the office and Dodd enters sheepishly.
Get your tardy butt in here now, Dodd. And why aren't you late, Hamid?
I work here, sir. So I was early, but I wish I had time to return home and pack my bags.
I don't know why, Hamid, because we're not going anywhere. Right now we're staying here in Baghdad. I might call Vulcan here if our plans get physical, but for now I will make do with both of your presences.
This is all well and good, world leader, but why are we here then if we're not going on holiday?
You are here because I told you where to geographically be. And we are going on as much as a holiday as Mother is.
We are? I would never have known.
But where, may I ask?
Right here in Baghdad.
Really? But Baghdad isn't exactly a hot tourist destination.
Well, that's because people are scared. I see my citizens walking down the streets of this fair city of Baghdad, and they have faces as white as sheets. They look as if they're carrying a burden.
They are, sir. Some of them are carrying out forced labour.
I know that, Dodd. But they look like they don't want to be here. But me, when I walk into my capital, Baghdad, my heart skips a beat with delight.
But you've got this place down to a T, sir.
Indeed I have. But there is still one place that Baghdad doesn't have.
What are you getting at, sir?
A tourist information office. Which you are going to staff, Dodd. And you thought you weren't getting any holiday this year.
But no one has dared to visit Baghdad in years. There wouldn't be any customers.
Oh, that's where you're wrong, Dodd. I am just off to fetch Vulcan.
With that, Saddam storms off to track Vulcan down.
What do you want me at this hour for, world leader? I thought this was supposed to be my day off.
It's funny you should say that, because very soon you'll be going on holiday. Now listen, I need you to lend the state your might for an errand.
You know me, I normally very gladly oblige.
Well, good. Do me a favour and visit Basra, and round up 100 citizens and bus them back to Baghdad. I'll get another heavy to go to Tikrit.
Am I just another heavy to you?
Now, you're not here to get insulted, Vulcan. So go, go.
Where do I get a bus from?
Not my problem. Have you not played Grand Theft Auto? Just wait at a bus stop for a few minutes and then throw your weight around.
Done and done.
Meanwhile, back at Bath Party HQ...
Just what is Saddam planning now? I don't like him when he's like this.
I just can't wait for my retirement, which is never. This sure doesn't feel like a holiday.
Saddam bursts in.
Hey, lads! Stop drumming your fingers. The buses have arrived.
What are they doing here?
They are citizens from Basra. I think the Tikrit Express will be arriving shortly as well. Oh, good, Vulcan, you're back. Now, could you kindly get a bunch of Baghdad citizens, say another 100, and drive them to Basra on the same bus?
Does it have to be the same bus, sir? You see, I kind of misread the sign on one expressway.
Hammond will direct you to a bus station.
Might I be out of order in asking what the fuck's going on?
You might, yes. Because you'll know soon enough.
Saddam leaves the Bath Party headquarters and arrives outside the new tourist information office to address the crowd.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I know some of you have never been to this city before, and I know some of you have never left your hometown. So may I extend my warmest welcome to those here from Basra and Tikrit. I love those towns, such great places. But for this summer, you don't need to be there. Now, I know that many of you are not familiar with the word holiday, but it will start here, in your new hot tourist destination, Baghdad. This is your capital city, so there is plenty to do day and night. You can go on a day trip to see the many great sights that Baghdad has to offer. There is the statue in the central square of none other than the great me. Then there is the nuclear power station with all its knobs and dials, where you can behold the wonders of how your kettles are powered. And then there is the National Museum, where you can see a different gallery dedicated to each country we have annexed, complete with former state flags and old bills of rights. Now, I know this is a holiday for y'all, but you will all be expected to do your bit and help the local economy. So therefore, I want an even ratio of workers to tourists. Therefore, I recommend that you visit one of Baghdad's many restaurants, where you'll be shown the kitchens. The workers there will probably be in other cities like Basra, having their own holiday by now. Travel agencies are opening up, and Baghdad's security airport will once again be fully functional, even if parts of it do remain a little black. Now, I have just one final thing to say to you all. Enjoy yourself in this holiday, so go off and enjoy today. But be sure to visit the restaurants and soup kitchens, and be back here at the tourist information office at 3 a.m.
Later, back in the party headquarters...
I think it's all going marvellously, Hamid. We're all on holiday, and we haven't even left the city. And the citizens have never had such a great break.
Unfortunately, sir, if I may be so daring, they are all getting rather bored of your sights and your speeches, and Dodd is having to come up with inventions to show off in the information centre to keep them from rioting. It's costing the Bath Party rather a lot of money, sir.
I don't like the sound of that. So what are you saying? You're saying that they need to have more fun, but not at our expense.
No. I just don't think they are appealed by the postcards of the power station.
No, Hamid. Baghdad has everything it needs, except for one thing.
Are you rebuilding the hospital?
No, of course not. What do you take me for, a health nut? No, a casino, and not just any casino, a super one. And there's going to be a star attraction, something that everyone wants to see.
Saddam is so excited he rushes to the tourist information office.
Dodd, get your butt out here.
Am I fired? Again?
No, not yet. I want you to make me the blueprints for a casino.
Well, who's going to be in charge here?
The cat. Who cares?
In less than 24 hours, a new super casino is rapidly constructed in the centre of town on the site of the old library, fish market and church. Some rather big items have to be moved in preparation.
Vulcan, come back at once. I need you to haul some packages into my new casino.
But I am in Tikrit, bussing some citizens out to Tehran.
Then bus them here. The more the merrier. Just be sure to have your presents back in town before the grand opening.
Tomorrow, the day of the grand opening arrives.
Holidaymakers, the day of your star attraction has finally arrived. And I sincerely believe it will give you and everybody around the world what you've been looking for.
Ooh!
Whoa,
hi, hey.
Well,
thanks for
giving
today.
Yes, do that, I must admit, yes. Oh, God, yes.
In addition to the copious amount of roulette wheels, blackjack tables and private cubicles in which to play Russian roulette, I'll give you the star attraction.
Vulcan rips down a velvet curtain cloth and a stage with some big black objects is revealed.
Hey, what is going on here? I don't know.
Idiots! Don't you realise what those are? Everyone's been looking for them.
Well, I don't know. What's going on here?
I've never seen them before in my life.
I've not seen them either.
It's my weapons of mass destruction. Now I've finally conquered the world, I don't have anything to hide anymore. Even those. And to any members of the UN and FBI present, you are useless. You couldn't find the weapons of mass destruction if they were in a word search. Now be sure to enjoy your gambling. There's a 4-drink minimum, and the doors to the toilets can only be opened with chips. Thank you.
Meanwhile, in Acapulco...
You have a phone call, sir.
Sir? What do you think I am? A tranny? Give me the fucking phone, then. Don't just stand there. What are you holding your hands out for? You want a tip or something? All I've got is a rusty old penny, and you're not getting it. I want to go and put it in the slot. What was wrong with those dickheads calling my fucking mobile? Who the hell is it? Can't you see him on holiday?
I wouldn't normally call a foreign country, unless I was calling one of my old classmates from Neston. But Saddam's gone a bit mad. I hate to talk out of place, but I think you should come back to Baghdad.
Come back to Baghdad, young man? But I'm having the time of my life! Oh, what am I saying? This Acapulco, or whatever you call it, is the worst tourist destination I've ever been to! With every street filled with tacky restaurants and gift shops! I'm on the first plane home! I'd welcome a bit of reality!
It's funny you should say that, Mother.
Mother leaves on the next plane to Baghdad at Acapulco Security Airport. She doesn't have to wait long, because by Saddam's order, they now leave on the quarter hour. While Saddam is rolling it in the casino.
I'm just loving this. Who says Baghdad is not a hip city? The income from this casino makes tax seem like a tip.
Yes, but not for much longer with those guys.
The brothers of Stomp? What are they doing?
You see, the chicken crossed the road and got to the other side.
And then the dictator ran it down.
But that was a shit joke. Christ, I even found Rocky funnier when he was alive.
The way he died was funny, though, I'm led to believe. But, sir, don't worry. Those people only find those clowns funny because their lives are so shit dull.
Well, I'll teach them to laugh at something stupid.
Saddam grabs the casino microphone.
Citizens, this is a place of gambling, not laughter. With the losses you lot are making, you shouldn't be laughing anyway. Security, arrest those clowns.
How long did it take to build this casino?
24 hours. Why?
Well, if it was built properly, we wouldn't be able to do this.
One brother slightly pushes a supporting pillar, and as a result, the whole foyer collapses.
Try arresting us now.
Suckers!
You're not the suckers. It's the idiot still inside.
Brothers of Stomp!
Brothers of Stomp!
Brothers of Stomp! Brothers of Stomp!
What the fuck is this?
What the hell are you doing back here? I thought there were casinos in Acapulco. Why do you want to come and cop mine up with parental crap?
Yes, I can see that. I said, what the fuck is it?
It's this little building we built while you were away.
I've been to Acapulco, so I don't want to see any remnants of it here. And now that the Stomp brothers have started the job, finish it and pull it down this instant.
But Mother, it's better than tags. Dad?
Yes, leader?
Well, stop working as a croupier for a minute and rebuild the fucking casino. There are gambling losses going missing. Not to mention the supporting walls.
Right away, sir.
Saddam returns to the party office while JCBs rebuild the casino while the citizens continue to gamble and wash broken dishes.
Sir, there has been a bit of a problem with your casino. I think you'd better come and see.
Is it still in one piece?
Yes, but there
then is a... when the fuck can it run itself?
I think you're going to want to see this though, sir.
Placing all bets. Bet with me and your oppressed life is over, dear citizens.
What the fuck is going on?
I am just placing a few wagers, Mr. Hussein.
Well, just how much is a few?
A few million, but that's child's play in a casino. As super as this, is it not, world leader?
You've ruined me! You've ruined the casino! Get out!
Sorry to trouble you. I will go. I am a few million points more enlightened now anyway.
Where's the rest of your secret crew, Sakasa? The rest of your Arafia? Are they in a secret jail somewhere?
Oh, they're out on the heist tonight. Don't worry, dear citizens. I will pick up your gambling losses.
Well, I don't just want you to leave, Sakasa. I don't just want you to split and get out, and not necessarily in that order. I want all of you to get out! Get out of this casino! And also, the non-resident of Baghdad, your holiday is over. Get out of this city! Because of your faith in Sakasa here, we cannot afford any more buses. So you'll just have to trek home across the desert. You might meet the Baghdadians on the way home somewhere out there, as they have suffered a similar fate. Oh no. The pillar by the safe.
Back in the palace.
Did you have a good holiday, son? No, I lost 200 million points. Well, at least you got a tan. What do you mean? Oh yeah, the Vegas strip lighting. Did you look after the dog while I was away? What dog? Toto! I assume we still had him when I saw that dog shit in the hallway. Oh, him. The Wizard of Oz dog-napped him. Oh, and by the way, viewers, you won't have a clue what we're talking about unless you've listened to the Oz episode. So I suggest you waste an hour of your life and listen to it. Anyway, I'm going to bed. Is it made? You better have a good night's sleep, since you're going back to Oz tomorrow to find that dog. Oh, I can't take much more of this. I think I'll knock myself out. Good night, Mother. What are you doing?